Hey, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing very well. This is very exciting. A game back in New Zealand. Wellington Phoenix taking on Western United, happening right now.
Yeah, it's just awesome. It's a shame that the rugby league haven't been able to do it, but certainly the fact that Wellington Phoenix have got this, the first of two games, if everything holds, is outstanding. And a couple of colleagues of mine went over to New Zealand earlier in the week to kind of judge what it's like, and they're just all stoked, the football community over there, that they get to see their team in the flesh. It's been a long, long wait. It was, March last year that they played their last game at home against Melbourne Victory, and they finally get to see them again. Good crowd there. It's just really, really positive for the league as a whole.
And we'll have an update in a few moments' time with the scoreboard. Tonight, 7:10 kickoff, Melbourne City take on Central Coast. I reckon this would be the match of the round based on ladder positions.
Yeah, and if Melbourne City win, they win the Premier's place. So it's massive for Melbourne City, given that they've struggled as the old Melbourne heart and struggled to be relevant down there in Melbourne. And then Melbourne City take over and everyone thinking, well, this is just going to mean that they're going to dominate because they've got a lot of money. And it hasn't quite worked out that way. But eventually they've got themselves into this position. They're one step short. And, if they don't win it tonight, they'll probably win it next week. But this is big for the club. A lot of work's gone into this, and, it should be a good occasion.
It was, of course, at one stage, as you say there, the Melbourne Heart, it was, Melbourne Victory was the big brother and big, big brother, and then all of a sudden Melbourne Heart came along and they were just, tiny, small fish, in this big pond, and all of a sudden the roles have been reversed over a lengthy period of time.
Yeah, and especially the last 2 years, it's been really noticeable, obviously, because Melbourne Victory have struggled so much. I'd like to see a league where both of them are firing, and that would bring back 50,000 crowds to the derbies and the like, and have everyone talking down there in Melbourne. But yeah, Melbourne City certainly proving their worth and doing their part in terms of being in the elite category in the A-League.
Well, tomorrow, Sydney FC take on Western Sydney Wanderers?
The derby at... where is it going to be at? At the SCG, I had a mind blank there. I'm actually going, so I better know where I'm going tomorrow. it would be handy.
That'd be handy.
They've had to move this to the SCG because they're rebuilding Sydney FC's home ground. But I think it's a really hard one to call because Western Sydney got smashed last weekend. Sydney haven't been absolutely firing, but they're probably better than Western Sydney Wanderers consistently at the moment. But Sydney haven't beat Wanderers in 900 days almost. So it's an incredible stat.
Wow.
Should be a beauty there. I'll probably just lean towards Sydney FC.
Obviously, most of the games are on the Rectangle Stadium. What's it like? Because I've only been to like Amy Park to watch the Victory or Melbourne City. But what's it like from an oval perspective? Is it hard to see?
Yeah, it's not as good.
Yep.
It's just you're not close to it. You get a good vantage point in seeing that the overall, but it loses its atmosphere. The noise kind of escapes a lot easier, especially in a game of football where the fans are so loud. So, it's not as good, but there's nothing they can do about it because there's a big hole in the ground next door, which hopefully is going to be filled in soon, and they'll have a big stadium.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is hard to play on, a surface that's a bit rough. I totally get it. Melbourne Victory take on Adelaide United?
Yeah, Adelaide in this one because Victory have been so poor, but Victory have been better since they've changed coaches. They're just still getting beaten. They're just getting beaten by not as much. So it's been an improvement, but it's still not to the point where it should be acceptable. But Adelaide, they had a tough trip midweek over to Perth, and they led and then they lost. But I do prefer Adelaide in this because I just can't tip Melbourne Victory at the moment.
And the final game, well, there's a couple of games during the week, but the final game that we'll look at is Perth Glory taking on MacArthur FC.
Yeah, Perth won 4 in a row now. They're back in finals contention after these run of good results, and you'd be brave to suggest that they can't do it again against MacArthur, who are okay and that they're holding their own. But I just think Perth at the moment with the momentum that they've got.
And that's what's happening in the world of A-League. Adam, really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one.
You too. Adam Peacock there from Fox Sports joining us on the sideline view. It's Gold Central Victoria.